can't believe you just beat that jaywalking ticket.
I should go to law school. Wait, look. Look,
what?
But don't look.
What?
Do you see that policewoman?
Yeah.
How tall do you think she is?
Not tall.
How much do you think she weighs?
Not much.
Does she make you feel safe?
Does she have a gun?
Look, I have nothing against policewomen, but she looks like a kindergarten teacher. I could take her.
What do you think a policewoman should look like?
Men.
Oh, come on.
Okay, okay. They should look like a cross between Angie Dickinson and Wallace Beery.
I'm serious.
So am I.
Okay. Name the four food groups.
Fruits and vegetables, dairy, meats, and,
candy?
No, breads and cereals.
Right.
So then what food group is candy in?
I don't know. Sugar's a fruit or a vegetable, right?
I guess so. Sugar beets, sugar cane.
Yeah.
All right, candy is a vegetable. I'm telling Mom.
No, candy can't be a vegetable.
There's gotta be a loophole somewhere we don't know about. I'm gonna check the book.
Hi, guys. Where's Allie?
Studying in her room. Check the phone machine, Mom. Grandpa called five times.
Oh, five times.
Hello? Gee whiz, I hate talking on these things, Katie. Do I get cut off if I stop talking or what? Okay. I'll try you at your office. Oh, this is your father, Ben Hanlon, speaking.
No kidding, Dad.
Oh, you're home.
Yeah.
Katie, this is your father again. I don't have your office number. I'll try you later.
How was your day?
Busy. I've got finals and I know nothing.
Katie, it's me again, your father. I wish you were home. I've got something important to talk to you about. I'm in town. I'll try you later.
He's in town?
What's he doing in town?
I don't know, but he wants to talk to me. Something's wrong.
Why?
Because he wants to talk to me. My father doesn't talk. He used to call Gary Cooper Motormouth. I bet that was him again.
Look, just because he's in town and he wants to talk to you doesn't mean anything's wrong.
Allie, this is Katie's father, Ben Hanlon. I've got to talk to Katie. Do you know her office number? Are you there, Allie? Doesn't anybody stay at home around there?
Now I'm worried.
Look, don't you think if something was wrong, he would have said so?
He just did.
When?
When he said he wanted to talk. Look how many times he's called me.
Maybe he has good news.
People don't keep calling back with good news. Something's wrong. Maybe he's sick.
Look, I've got to study. I'm sure nothing is wrong.
Katie, it's 5 o'clock. I'm tired of talking to your machine. I'm on my way over.
He's on his way over.
He's here.
Oh, now I'm sure there's something wrong. Hi, Dad.
Katie! Ha! You look beautiful!
Hey, you look pretty spiffy your own self. Healthy.
You know, I spent 2 hours on the phone trying to search down a hotel room in this town. It's criminal what they expect a person to pay.
Well, don't ask for my help, Dad.
I don't want to impose. Besides, I didn't have your office number.
You look really great, Dad. How are you? Really?
Fine. So how's your mother?
Mom's fine. Dad, you called me five times. Oh. What is so important that you couldn't leave me a message?
Well, you know I can't talk on those contraptions. Besides, I wanted to see your face when I tell you.
What is it, Dad? I can take it.
I want you to meet someone.
A doctor?
Huh? No, Rita.
Rita?
Rita Carney. She's a woman.
A woman?
A woman I'm thinking of marrying.
You're getting married?
Oh, it's not definite. I want you to meet her first, you know.
When?
Oh, she's not here. As a matter of fact, she's waiting for me at the hotel. We've got theater tickets. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, I didn't want to spring it on you over the phone, you understand.
Sure.
So, we'll be here tomorrow, huh? 1 o'clock? Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Father's getting married. My father's getting married? Allie! Allie!
Go away.
It's only me. It's not terrible.
Good, make it short.
My father's not dying.
Not that short.
He's getting married.
More.
My father is getting married to someone besides my mother.
I could have guessed that.
I still think of my parents as married.
They're not. Go away.
I hope I like her.
You'll like her. Go away.
Pot roast smells great, Mom.
Thanks, Jen.
Nice dress, Mom.
Thanks, sweetie. What do you think, Jenny?
I like the third one better.
Oh. Oh, that one's nice.
Sorry, you guys. It's just that I never had to dress to meet a potential stepmother before, so give me a break here, huh?
Will she really be her stepmother like in the fairy tales?
Hopefully not as wicked, Chip.
Hi.
How do you do?
Oh, wait a minute. Let me do this right. Rita Carney, Allie, Jenny, hello. Chip Lowell.
Hi.
And that little beauty over there is my granddaughter, Emma.
Oh.
And this is my daughter, Kate.
Oh, they're beautiful. Just like their pictures. And I thought they were just photogenic.
Jenny, you're growing like a weed.
Thanks.
Benji, you're embarrassing her.
She calls me Benji.
Do I smell pot roast?
Yankee pot roast.
Oh, it's my favorite. Oh, yours, if you don't mind my saying so, might be a little heavy on the onions.
Rita's a great cook.
We like onions.
Well, sure, you're single. But trust me, darling, when you meet a nice man, you'll change your recipe.
When I meet a nice man, I'll change more than my recipe.
I think Allie likes her.
I was a single mother since my Diane was 11. She's in college now.
Oh, and so am I, and I have finals. If you'll pardon me, I'll excuse myself.
Oh, of course, darling.
Well, Dad, why don't you and Rita make yourself comfortable, and I'll get us a bottle of wine.
Oh, lovely.
So how'd you meet Grandpa?
Oh, I didn't so much meet her as get caught at a trap.
Oh, silly.
What do you mean?
Oh, she saw me. That was it.
So you're really getting married.
You don't think this woman's going to let me get away?
See something you want in this world. You go for it.
See what I mean? Didn't have a chance.
I saw him across a crowded room, and that was it.
Love at first sight.
Oh, go on, make fun. Violins in the head, the whole deal. I walked over, introduced myself, and I haven't let the poor man out of my sight since.
She wore me down.
If you'll excuse me, Dad, huh? I gotta wash up. I'll be right back. I'm only staying a second. I'm in trouble.
The pot roast will be ready in 35 minutes.
I'm not talking meat. I'm talking Rita.
What about her?
Well, I don't think I like her.
Why?
Well, don't you think she's a little pushy and aggressive?
Yeah, I like that.
I like you. She said that she trapped my father.
She was kidding.
What if she wasn't kidding?
Look, you just met the woman 5 minutes ago. Give her a chance. Now go down there, smile a lot, turn the pot roast off when it's done, and close the door
on my way out. I know.
Onions or not, that was terrific.
Grandpa, tell Chip about the time that big black bear followed you into the woods, and you turned around and smacked him on the nose and said, "That's far enough, buddy."
I think you just did.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I've heard just about all the great white hunter stories I want to hear.
Rita doesn't enjoy fishing.
To each their own, Benji. I just can't understand why anybody would want to trek up to the wilderness and stand in ice water when you can walk 2 blocks in any direction and get a perfectly beautiful sea bass Amandine.
Could you excuse me? I think I have something in my eye.
No!
She makes fun of his fishing and she calls him Benji, like the dog. You know, roll over Benji, sit Benji, fetch, come.
I'm sure it's a term of affection.
My father's name is not Benji. It's Ben.
It's Benjamin, and Benji is a legitimate nickname.
Oh, really? You want her to call you Algie?
She calls me darling.
I hate that.
She calls you Katie.
I hate that, too.
Your father calls you Katie.
I know. That's his special name for me. He's the only one in the world that calls me that. He made that up.
How did he ever think of it?
Sure. Take her side.
Told you I had dark hair.
Like Mom's.
Huh? Oh,
you were a hunk and a half.
Yeah.
Katie, come look.
No, thanks. I've already seen those.
Look at this one. There's Katie with a little bear butt and Mickey Mouse ears. What a cutie.
This is really embarrassing.
We got pictures of all the kids wearing the ears. Tim and Michael and Katie.
But none of you.
Anybody for some more coffee?
Oh, no. I think we've overstayed our welcome as is.
Besides, we've got tickets to a matinee.
Yeah. And tonight, I am taking him dancing.
Dancing? You don't dance, do you, Dad?
I do now.
Well, you dance, don't you?
Well, some.
Oh, you should dance. Hey, feel this.
Thighs like iron.
Come on.
Great.
Man, I owe it all to dancing. Benji noticed. Notice, don't you? He notices. Believe me.
Well, I guess you're going to be late.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
I'll call you later, Katie.
Sure, Dad.
I've got to get to the library.
Can we drop you?
Oh, that would be great.
No, she'd rather walk.
Thanks, Ben.
Oh,
well,
good night.
Bye.
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 Mom, what are those ears for?
In the 50s, children dressed like rodents, Chip. It was an uncomplicated time.
Lee!
What?
Oh, can I stop being pleasant now?
For the moment, what's the matter?
I've decided something.
What?
I hate her!
Oh, come on. You don't hate her.
Trust me, I hate her, and I dread telling my dad.
Then don't tell him.
If I don't tell him, she could end up being my stepmother.
If you do tell him, she could end up being your stepmother. Keep your mouth shut.
I'll bite right through my tongue.
You'll learn to like her. She'll grow on you.
Like fungus.
Pretend.
I want to like her, Allie. It's just that I can't.
You did pretty well when Emma brought home that little greaser, Tony Spermatozoa.
Tony Spalletti, and he only had a knife. Rita calls me Katie, and she wants to marry my daddy, oh! Hi, Dad.
Hi. Allie still at the library?
Yeah.
So?
So? What?
So? What did you think?
So? What did I think about what?
Of Rita.
Want some coffee, Dad?
No, thanks.
How about decaffeinated? We have decaffeinated.
Did you like Rita?
Did I like Rita? You want some tea?
You didn't like her.
I didn't say that.
You probably think she's rushing me.
I didn't say that.
But you're not saying she's not.
I'm not saying she's not.
Well, what are you saying?
You're not thirsty, are you, Dad?
You probably think we have nothing in common, Rita and me.
Well, I didn't notice anything, but I'm sure that you must have noticed something in the few short weeks that you've been seeing each other.
I really want you to like her.
I don't have to marry her, Dad.
Well, neither do I. Look me in the eyes and tell me, honestly, should I do it?
Not if you're feeling pressured. I mean, you know, not if you're feeling bulldozed. I mean, not if you're not 100% sure, no, you should not marry her.
You're saying I should dump her?
Dad.
Oh, thank you, honey. Your being honest with me just clears things up. Would it be all right if I stayed here with you guys for a few days?
Sure.
Okay. I gotta run. Bye.
Oh, no.
We've got to talk.
Shh.
We've got to talk.
Kate, it's a library.
I'll be quiet.
I'm in the middle of my nucleic acid formation. Be brief.
I did exactly what you told me not to do.
I know I'm going to regret this, but what are you talking about?
Shh. I told my father not to do it, and he said okay, and he's breaking up with Rita. And what if I've just spoiled his last chance for happiness just because I couldn't keep my big mouth shut?
Hear, hear.
I feel terrible, really terrible.
Will you shut up already?
Listen, bud, there are lives going on here. Real honest-to-God lives and feelings, not read about in some dusty book feelings. So why don't you just go take a powder?
Thanks, Ted. That was a great game.
Yeah, I wonder if I can catch the last period on the tube.
Maybe you can. I'm going out to bed.
Dad?
Huh?
Are you okay?
Oh, sure. Just a little sleepy. Nice to meet you, Ted.
Me too, Ben.
I'll see you in the morning, Katie.
Okay.
Good night.
You always go to bed at 9 o'clock?
I've ruined his life. Can you please turn that off?
Oh, hey, come on. The score is tied. 3 minutes to go. Give me a break here.
There is a man upstairs suffering. How can you sit there and just watch TV?
Your dad wanted to go to a hockey game. I spent $100 on 3 seats on the blue line in the red section. He wanted to leave the hockey game. The score was 3-0. It's now tied. He's where he wants to be. I'm where I want to be.
I can't believe you're being this selfish.
You love hockey.
I love my dad more.
Okay. Oh, did you see that slap shot? What a save right in front of our seats. Oh. Did it ever occur to you that maybe your dad never wanted to get married in the first place? It's hard for a man to make a commitment, you know. It's not natural.
It's hard for women, too.
Please, believe me, it's genetics. Compared to men, women have it easy. You want proof?
Sure.
Am I married?
No.
Have I ever been married?
No.
Am I a man?
Ted.
Kate, it's science.
Can't argue with science.
Don't worry. You gave your dad a push in the direction he probably wanted to go.
Oh, great. Now I feel worse. You don't have to turn off the TV just to make me feel better.
Oh, it's all right. Besides, the game's over. You want me to make you feel better?
Not now, Ted. I'm too guilty to kiss.
That's a new one.
Besides, my father's upstairs.
That one I've heard. Not for a long, long time.
I guess you better go home.
Ooh, I've heard that one too.
Sorry.
It's okay. Good night. But you know, you're very cute when you're depressed.
It's a curse.
We already played cards, Grandpa.
Oh. How about I tell you a story?
Not the one about Rita again?
Oh. Okay. Okay. I'll show you a magic trick.
You did that.
Oh.
Hi, Dad. How are you?
I'm fine. Fine.
Dad, I just had a great idea. Why don't you go up to the cabin and go fishing?
Nah. I'll just hang around here.
Well, you know you're welcome to stay as long as you like. It's just that you've been here a couple of days now and you don't seem to be having all that much fun.
Oh, I'm fine, Katie, just fine.
You want to go for a walk, Grandpa?
You mean outside?
Yeah.
Nah, maybe a nap.
Dad, some fresh air.
In New York City?
Dad, go with the girls.
Oh, come on, Grandpa. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, you guys. Where's Gramps?
In the park. He said he wanted to sit on a bench and see how it felt to be old and alone.
What?
That's what he said. Kate, he's feeding pigeons out there. It's really pathetic.
Oh, what have I done?
I don't know, Mom, but I've never seen him like this before. What a hat.
What kind of a hat?
An old guy hat. You know, with the plaid band and the little feather?
No. Oh, Jenny, do you know where your mother is?
No, sorry.
Rats.
Kate, I know you'd rather talk to my mom, but maybe I could help.
I don't think so, sweetie.
Kate, I know exactly what you're going through. Better than anyone else in the house. You're your father's only daughter, like I am. And your father brought home a new woman, Rita. Mine brought home Claire. I know you don't like Rita. It shows. You may not know this, but I don't like Claire.
It shows.
Yeah, it does. Around here. But not around my dad, and especially not around Claire.
Thanks, sweetie. But I've got to talk to an adult. I need to find your mother.
Listen, Kate. I love my father. I even need him. So I'd be really stupid to turn Claire against me. Besides, I only see them twice a week. They have to stand each other all the time. So I learned to live with Claire. You've got it easy. How often do you see your dad?
Pretty often.
Christmas, Thanksgiving, a couple of weekends a year. You could stand Rita all those times. It's no big deal.
You're right. It's no big deal.
I'm real glad we had this little talk.
So am I.
Going to find my mom?
Who needs your mother? I'm gonna go find my dad. Thanks.
Sure.
There you are, Dad. I've been looking all over for you.
I've been right here.
Take off that awful hat.
Well, what's the matter with you?
Well, I'm mad at you.
Why? What'd I do?
You used me.
When?
When you tried to make out that it was so important that I like Rita, when it isn't even important at all. It's nothing. The only important thing is that you like Rita. And if you're not sure that you want to marry her, then you have to make up your own mind and don't use me as an excuse.
You know, it's hard, Katie. I've been alone a long time.
I know, Dad. I'm between husbands myself, in case you didn't notice.
I know.
I know how hard it is to make a commitment, Dad. Once burned, twice shy and all that. But I'll tell you something. If I ever met somebody who made me feel the way that you say that Rita makes you feel, I would not ask your advice or anybody else's. I would just go for it.
She's a pistol, isn't she?
I have no opinion.
You still don't like her?
I have no opinion.
It was really wonderful having someone. After all these years, I'd forgotten how nice it is to have someone to touch, to make you laugh, to laugh at your jokes.
She laughed at your jokes and you let her go?
You think I made a mistake?
I have no opinion.
It's really hard giving up my independence. I'm set in my ways.
No opinion.
But it really seems empty without her.
Hey,
where have you been hiding all day?
In the laundry room.
I looked everywhere for you.
Didn't look in the laundry room. Nobody did. I got a lot of studying done, too. I know everything cold. Go ahead. Ask me anything.
Should I marry Rita?
Excuse me.
Because you come to me with not same love and hold my hand and lift thine eyes above. A wider world of hope and joy I see.
Do you believe that dress? This is a wedding, not a cocktail lounge.
I lent her my garter. That woman has thighs of granite.
Oh, great. That makes me feel better.
Any way I can help.
Dearly beloved, we're gathered here together today to unite this lovely couple in holy matrimony.
Do you think all daughters have a thing for their fathers?
Do you think they do?
I don't know. I married a doctor, and my father's a doctor. I'd hate to think I did it for some murky, psychosexual reason I had no control over.
Well, I can't think of any other reason for you to marry Charles.
Did Emma ever have a thing for Max?
What kind of a thing?
You know, where girls want to marry their fathers and kill their mothers.
No!
Jenny did. She got over it, though. Charles helped.
What did he do?
Nothing, just acted naturally.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing, then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.